sage-like advice.
Again, it's the holiday show, the theme song to Eddie's sage-like advice. Eddie Rouse in the building. Eddie, you're ready to burn on something. What's going on?
Yeah, my name is Black Ass Santa, and I got some presents.
Pete.
I got some presents for some whack ass fake ass people.
Eddie,
bad
Krumpus.
Girls suck something.
A bad girls club.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Hey, there's
that
a bitch on there with a chin like a tower.
Yeah. Destructive, misrepresentational thing. No, maybe it's not. If that is the way of the world, I want to get my fucking coffin now. Because you bitches need to sit your monkey ass. Ain't nothing bad about you whole bitches. All right? You just little black princesses and little white trailer trash motherfuckers.
There's some Latinas in there. There's some Latinas in there.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck who you are. You ain't been raised right. All right? You trashy bitches. You're a bunch of hoe sluts. And that's my take on you. When I turn the TV on and seen that, I like to have a motherfucking heart attack. It has gotten so bad, it's unrealistic. I tell you what. There should be a holocaust of reality TV people. All you motherfuckers need to be rounded up and put in a goddamn camp and teach you how to be a real human being.
Whoa.
Not kill you, but there needs to be a camp for you motherfuckers. Along with, who else was I talking about? Special effects motherfuckers.
Whoa.
And all you cartoon motherfuckers. Unless you give me a voiceover job, then I love you. Ha! Happy holidays, you bitches, you fake-ass bitches. This is my Christmas card to all the fake motherfuckers in L.A. Fuck all of y'all.
Let's transition, Maddie, to three questions for the sage, who obviously is amped up. What is the kind of loose thread that unites each question?
As we typically do this time of year, these are three people who around the holidays have run into a bit of stress, a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, got guns in their hands and blow their brains out.
These
Best
are almost
Buy, close Macy to
it.
Motherfuckers?
Close to it.
These are almost emergency cases.
Yeah. I want to start this one out off this month, if you don't mind, Matt. Just because this one
came in,
it caught my attention. Because this was a late arrival to the Sage Like Advice party. This literally came in hours before broadcast. Yeah. So,
wow. Someone from CNN.
So they slid this in right under the wire.
Yeah, y'all wrote this shit. You two motherfuckers in the back room write this shit.
I wish.
Yeah, while he was in the car with you. He was writing.
Yo, Sage. So, real quick, here's the rub. There's a married chick in my office, and last year, at the Christmas party, she used her hand on me in one of the supply closets.
What is this guy
say that again.
10?
She used her hand on me.
What do you mean? Did she polish your car?
Jerked him off. Yeah, I guess she jerked him off in a fucking...
She used her hand on me.
...broom closet. Okay.
What do you sound like East Indian motherfucker?
Shit sounds cliche, but for real, it happened. I wasn't mad at it. I tried a couple times.
I bet she wasn't.
Yeah. A couple times.
Her dick was real small and she embarrassed you.
I tried a couple times immediately after the party to get it on with her, but she wasn't having it.
She's probably sober by then.
So, what's really crazy is that a couple days ago, she said some shit to me in the parking lot, like real dirty. How she wants me to up the ante at the upcoming Christmas party. Like, I guess she has a wild past and she allows herself to drink at the party, so all bets are off. Part of me was like, yes, I've been waiting 364 and a half days to tap that. But now I'm kind of pumping my brakes because I happen to see the guest list on a colleague's desk. This broad is bringing her husband to the party. So here's my question to you, Sage. Do you think she's setting me up? Like, taking me in the back room, the husband's going to expose me, maybe get me fired, or even crazier, try to throw blows on me while I'm busting his wife? Or is this bitch even wilder than I thought? Her husband shows up, I see his face, shake his hand, maybe he leaves the party early and she hangs back and boom, then I pipe her? What gives, man? You know women. Thanks, Maurice.
Maurice, you have three options in this scenario that's going to happen to your ass. One, get an ass plug or some tape. Because you might get fucked by her husband.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Please. This is a setup on three different levels.
Okay.
Possibilities. One, the motherfucker gonna watch. Two, the bitch wants to see you get your ass whooped. Or a husband's. I don't know that height or weight differential or psychology of the two people involved, like her husband and you. If she thinks you're tougher than him, she might want you to whip her husband's ass.
Arranging a cage match.
Yeah, right? She's arranging something. Whatever it is, from my dark, dark days, let me tell you something, my brother.
And they were dark.
They were dark.
The best thing The one of the best case scenarios of getting some bullshit on and putting it under the umbrella, under the Christmas tree, so to speak, of acceptability is a Christmas party or some special affair where you allow. Oh. Say, baby, one of these motherfuckers said to the other probably, what is your fantasy? What do you want for Christmas on the sexual level? Mm. I want to get fucked at a house party in a threesome with you, and you come in the bathroom and catch me with my coworker.
Or maybe like a rape scenario.
Yeah. Now, I'll say this to you. After the party's over, the new year comes in, duck, motherfucker, because somebody's going to get feelings, and somebody's going to, I know this because I've done it. So I'm telling you, with my sick-ass, twisted-ass mind, I can go a whole lot of ways with it, but it sounds to me like, that's a judgment call, motherfucker. How lucky do you feel about life and death? How close to the flame do you want to go? Because I'm telling you, you're going to the flame, and it sounds like you got little teeny balls because you're backing off, you punk bitch. Go for it, man. This 2011. Remember, the Mayans said, or the Americans are saying about what the Mayans said, and December 21st, this could be your last motherfucking Christmas party. Yeah. Get your shit on, bitch. So, because I'm getting my shit on, because you know what? Here's how I look at it. No matter what happens next year, December 21st, a year from now, I may regret what I did this year, or I may not give a fuck because everybody's dead. But I'm going to do whatever I can do in the next coming year.
There's only 11 and a half months left.
11 and a half months left, man. I'm going to get my dick sucked by the Pope.
Damn. All right, Maddie, question number two.
All right, here we go, Eddie.
Thank you, Sage.
Dear Eddie, my question involves my nephew and my son, who at one time, when they were growing up, were like brothers. Up until about 17, these two were thick as thieves.
Now they're married.
My son was always the good boy and recently has been making his way up the ladder at a great local company.
Yeah, but she is.
His cousin, God bless him.
The Sandusky Trail.
His cousin.
Sandusky Trail.
His cousin, God bless him, has traveled the opposite path.
I bet he did.
He was having scrapes with the law since he was a boy and has been in and out of prison several times over the last 9 years.
That's what happens. You get fucked before you go.
As the holiday approach, Eddie, old wounds are opening. You see, at a family Christmas gathering in 2005, my son and his cousin got into a bit of a tussle when my nephew called him a pussy for going to college.
And got up in that pussy.
And my son called him a degenerate because of a penchant for petty crime.
There we go.
Alcohol played a factor, but everyone in the family also agrees that my brother-in-law egged a lot of this on as well. Mm-hmm. Long story short, the argument turned physical.
Hear that, Maurice?
My son won the fight, and I told him to take off while the police were arriving. My nephew was not so lucky. He was dazed, and when the police came, boom, they threw the cuffs on him.
Again! Revisit, you criminal!
He spent the last 5 years in prison thanks to not only the fight, but because he had several warrants at the time.
That sounds really amazing that he could have that.
I fear the worst, Eddie. These old wounds have not healed, and I fear that my nephew's time behind bars, where he's apparently bulked up, has fostered hate. My mother cannot handle another fight between her only two grandsons. My brother-in-law says they need to, quote, duke it out. The saving grace is that my son is no longer in a position to defend himself the way he did in 05. He's a full-time workaholic, just not the gym or in the ring. Quite frankly, he's a pencil
He'll be in a hospital when his cousin get out.
What do you foresee happening, and how do I stop this? I hope my nephew has been rehabilitated. If he hasn't, however, I don't care to think about the consequences. Uncle Festering Rage.
All right, Fester, the molester. Your nephew who's in jail is about to be as smart as a box of fucking rocks. All right. That's one dumb motherfucker. Well, his karma, I don't know what he did in his last life, but he's paying his ass off now. He must have been Donald Trump or somebody.
Wow.
Who knows? Past life?
In his past life. He's some rich, crazy motherfucker that took advantage of because he's suffering. That's some stupid shit. Motherfucker gets in a fight.
With his own
gets
family
dazed,
member. Yeah.
In other words, gets his ass kicked and goes to jail because he got warrants on him and he's a two or three time dude. He lucky
it's like Blades of Steel.
Yeah.
He lucky ain't in a motherfucker in New York. That motherfucker be doing life. What can you do about it? Nothing. Absolutely.
Let it happen.
Nothing.
Just let him chuck.
Tell your son, who's a workaholic, get all the overtime he can, and when your nephew get out, fucking move. Tell that motherfucker to relocate. But maybe jail will temper the big fat motherfucking neck. You know, football player looking out. You know.
You're like.
Look at this.
You're assigning physical characteristics.
Yeah, he says he's bulked up. The motherfucker lifting weights and eating potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, and pumping little boys, okay? And steroids or whatever the motherfucker's doing there, because the motherfucker's a huge quick.
Yeah.
Now, my thing is this. You know how ironic it is that motherfuckers go to jail, right?
Yeah, they do.
They come out looking like fucking linebackers.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Wait, is jail bitch building?
Is it bitch building?
No, it's not bitch building. It's bitch making. Okay, oh. It can make you a bitch if you the wrong if you got the wrong temperament and got no balls to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that happens in these locker rooms where the motherfuckers drinking piss.
So it brings out the bitch.
Drum majorette.
Yeah.
A drum major is Hayes. Why? What kind of bullshit was that? And guess what? Three niggers. It just—I should have known it was gonna be three dumbass niggas hazing somebody. That's some. There must be some failing grades, and motherfuckers. Dude, get a contract with Universal, you dumb motherfuckers.
Grades,
motherfucker. You are crazy. You're fucking musicians and you're hazing people.
I thought that was actually a good thing.
God hey, man. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, they killed the motherfucker.
No, I know, but here's what
I played his drum.
Only my real dudes get to carry that sousaphone. You know,
I think what happened. He got a drumstick stuck up his ass. That's what was really.
Well,
weird.
Let me ask you this, because Maddie, is. when we discussed this, one thing that kind of jumped out to us was buried in there. The brother-in-law is egging this shit on. I mean, how do you feel about that? If this guy is obviously the uncle, the father. Writing and saying, "Hey, keep this shit nonviolent," and you got basically,
No, bring it on.
No, let him duke it out.
Listen, man,
they got to squash this.
Dude, yeah. We family. We all know the dynamite that's at the party, and we know who's got it. So, ain't nothing you can do about it. Family's gonna be family no matter what you do. All right, they already knew he's gonna egg it on. My question to you: what's this guy's name? Chester
Uncle
the Molester?
Uncle Festering.
Festering Fester. All right, with your festering problem that's gonna turn into a fucking wart.
Or at least a knot.
Canker sore, you motherfucker. Merry Christmas, bitch. The thing is, where were you when all this egging on was going on? Where were you
where are
when
the
fight ensued? Are you the motherfucker who secretly ran into the closet and called the police?
Ooh.
Where were you when all this shit was going on? You the one writing in the question, but you ain't never there with the right answer. You ain't never there with the preventive maintenance. You want my help to get you out of a situation that's nothing to get out of. It's over. It's done. It's a done deal. It all depends on how your nephew takes his incarceration and whether he wants to go back for the rest of his motherfucking life.
Now he didn't ask
your
this
son.
Question.
Your son needs to go up to the prison and make amends.
That's what I was going to say.
For real.
No, hell no.
There's no mention of this. No, there's no mention of this. Basically, the fight resulted in him getting locked up.
Yeah.
They were going at it. Did he visit his cousin in jail?
Yeah.
Behind bars. That could have squashed it right there. But
not necessarily. Motherfucker hold a grudge and knock your ass out.
Right, it's a hate factor.
Right.
He's in a hate factor.
Right. Wouldn't you at least take that chance? Listen, maybe I'll try to be the peacemaker rather than this guy's fucking somehow turning into fucking Max Cady overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Hey, counselor. I think you owe me. I'm well aware of my rights. I didn't get no early parole. I did all my time.
Hey, that's almost like a sling blade.
I can do that. I love French fried potatoes. You touch that little boy again, I'm a fucking kid.
All right, let's go to question three. Yeah,
I'm faster. Call Maurice.
All right, I'm doing
get
back
some
to
that
back
ass here. In the broom closet.
All right, Eddie, here we go.
Boris Becker style.
Hello, Eddie. I work in the office. I work in the San Francisco office of an accounting firm.
FBI.
One of our greatest points of pride is our community outreach program.
You did right. Criminal identification system.
Which at this time of year includes several stops at food kitchens, children hospitals, shelters, and in doing so, we dress
jails.
In festive Christmas-themed outfits.
This is a girl.
Yeah.
Thank God.
In June, the office brought in a new CFO.
You wear little teeny dresses and you can see your little ass when you run around like Santa's a little helper?
Damn. In June, the office brought in a new CFO. He is an Orthodox Jewish man.
Oh, shit.
And there has been,
I can't touch nothing about Jews. I'm sitting here with one. He'll kill me.
And there has been some grumbling about his lack of availability on weekends and holidays.
He eat fish.
We typically begin to assign holiday roles on the Monday after Thanksgiving, and our outreach organizer thought it would be clever, and it was widely agreed, to have the CFO play Joseph of Arimathea. He already has a large
bad idea.
He already has a large beard and is very fatherly in demeanor. So we thought, what better person to play the earthly father of Jesus?
Have you been hiding in his beard?
Unfortunately, the idea was met with much protest, and he even told us that the idea was offensive. I replied that one of our IT guys, a Hindu, had relished the role of one of the three wise men of
y'all
the
work
Orient.
For Steve Jobs?
Had relished the role of one of the three wise men of the Orient in last year's round of charity. Eddie, we've tried everything. One of the organizers even tried to rationalize with him that Joseph was indeed a Jew, as was Jesus, and therefore it should not be offensive. It's not blackface or something. Supposedly, his secretary overheard him on the phone with his wife discussing possible legal action if this so-called harassment continues.
That's very Jewish.
Is a dreidel stuck up this guy's butt or what? Thanks.
He stuck up your little ass.
Thanks, Phoebe.
Phoebe, you got too much time on your hands. Who gives a fuck about your little stinking ass Christmas party, first of all?
Well, this is the CFO. I mean, this is the CFO.
And it's not a Christmas party, Eddie. They're doing a charity.
Financial officer.
And he's Jewish?
Yeah.
Well, I find it hard to believe.
Well, come on, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
See, Osberg don't want me to go. He don't want me to tell jokes about his behavior. Right, right.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Basically,
and this isn't a Christmas party. This is them going and doing charity.
To kids.
And, you know,
I
outreach.
Don't give a fuck. You know what? Take your monkey ass over to Maurice's Christmas party. Oh, this will work itself out. I guarantee you, Mr. Long ass beard be up in the closet with the other motherfuckers. All right, all y'all need to converge on Maurice's Christmas party and do your little show over there. And you can get the little, you know, you and the girl can get this, like, you know, girls going wild shit going on in that party. Because I would love to meet you. You sound like you run around with this little tutu kind of thing on with the right fur around it, your little leggings and shit.
Oh, Phoebe, you were able to glean all that from Phoebe's question?
Yeah, she's a nasty little bitch.
Yeah, she sounds
Phoebe,
like
that. Phoebe, I love you. Yeah, I hope I meet you one day. You're in San Francisco. I know you're a wild motherfucker. You live in San Francisco. You got to be wild. Them hills and fucking cold weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, and free sex.
I mean, it's like the Dakota Territory.
Phoebe!
Out there.
Yeah. Phoebe!
A Ken Russell film.
Phoebe, did you hear what happened in L.A. at Sunset and Vine? Y'all should bring y'all show there. That was one crazy. Motherfucker said why he wanted to die. Hey, let me tell you, America, whoever listens to this, I live in Los Angeles, California. In fact, I live 5 blocks. And I was very upset when I woke up to get my morning coffee and could not get there because some idiot.
You
wanted
couldn't walk
to die.
To the gas station because of that?
I couldn't get motherfuckers blocked off the traffic. I thought Obama was in town lying again, but it wasn't. Motherfucker had a gun, but nobody was saying. Back to Mr. Jewish. Who's he supposed to be?
It's Phoebe.
Oh, he
Phoebe.
Wants. They wanted to be Jesus of Arimathea.
Whoever the fuck that
That's
is.
That's Christ's father.
Yeah.
The earth, the dad.
And he don't want
to
do it?
No, he don't want to do it.
He's saying, listen, I don't prescribe to this religion, so why would I be in a role-playing game effectively as a member of this religion?
Because it's just a play, motherfuckers. Make believe.
Well, that's what they're saying. The Hindu guy had no problem
with
it.
My question to Phoebe, what's the big whoop? Leave the man the fuck alone.
But that being said, imagine if you ran a business and you reaped all the public relations rewards for doing all this goodwill and you actively said, you know what? Fuck that.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah. It sends a bad message to your workers. That's
no,
what she's getting
this
at.
This right. It's an American, and he's the fucking boss. Huh? Fuck y'all. If okay. I was the boss, I didn't want to do something. Like, get the fuck
I mean,
out.
He ain't the boss. CFO ain't the boss.
Yeah. Well, he got a lot of power. He runs all
he's
the
a
money.
Superior. He's so, their superior.
But the thing is this. Leave the man alone, Phoebe. He sound like you on his dick or something to me.
It kind of does sound
you know,
like
it
that.
Sound like you. Why are you harassing this dude, man? And Mr. Hindu, tell him to take his turban ass, wearing ass, motherfucking ass back to India and suck on a fucking cobra's dick. All right? Got a hit. Let me
suck
face.
On a cobra's dick.
You got a Hindu. Phoebe sound like a little white Protestant, and you got a little Mr. Jew boy. Sound like the mess up America and the world to me. All right, all y'all motherfuckers need to get together, create a new world bank called a dumbass
so,
bank.
Well, let's transition to the positive thrust on the way out, Eddie. You started with bad girls. Where are you going to end up? Positively?
Wrapping up the year.
With my dick positively up all the bad girls' asses.
Simultaneously.
Simultaneously. I'm
with
coming.
A lot of thrust.
So
like
tell me the location of your next shoot. I'll be there. And you motherfuckers think you bad, I'm going to show you bad, bitch.
Like Cerberus.
I'm
going
to stick 1 foot in one bitch's ass, another foot in another bitch's ass, and I'm going to have one of you fake hair weed wear motherfuckers by the head. And y'all be
just appendages and buttholes everywhere.
That's right. And then
fisting
one of
them with those
one
fucking
of y'all,
lies,
the one who has the biggest tongue and the biggest mouth is that fat redhead bitch that I saw is going to be the toilet paper girl.
Oh.
All right. Now, my positive thrust on the way out is this. I won't be seeing y'all again till 2012. Live hard. You know, as that fake ass 50 Cent made a movie. get a bitch or die trying. Something like that. Anyway, he needs to get some talent to die trying.
Losing all that weight.
You know
to play
what the irony is? One day I'll probably meet this guy.
Are you done with fucking Eddie's positive fucking zingers on the way out?
Yeah, that's my positive thrust. It's going to be a funny motherfucking year in 2012. Live large, motherfuckers, because if the Mayans are white, it's over.
The Mayans are definitely white.
What? Eddie, I thank you.
Ain't no whiteness in no Mayans.
Maddie, I thank you. It's been another successful Eddie Sage-like advice. Happy holidays, Mr. Rouse.
Matt ain't wearing no socks.